This is Jess, and I am the voice behind the podcast, Unapologetically Overcoming. I just wanted to take a few minutes to introduce myself and to let you guys know what the podcast is going to be about. If you look at a picture of someone or see them in person for the first time, you can tell certain things about them: their hair color, their eye color, their skin color, if they're tall or short, if they have tattoos, piercings, scars. There's a lot of things you can't tell about someone by looking at them. This includes if they suffer from depression, anxiety, if they have an eating disorder, if they've been in an abusive relationship, if they have children, what their children look like, what their occupation is, what their beliefs are, what religion they are, if they've had an abortion, if they suffer from fertility issues, if they've been to prison. You can't tell what their education is. You can't tell if they've been adopted, if they suffer from codependency issues. The list is endless. The point of this podcast is to put faces to all of those things. For one, the more we talk about the hard stuff, the easier that stuff becomes to talk about, the less power it has. And when you can put a face to those things, you're able to empathize more. I just want to take a quick minute and read the post that I made on social media a couple months ago that inspired me to start this podcast. It reads, "Most of you know a good deal about me, like I'm a mom. I get cappuccino every morning. I love tattoos, elephants, Lil Wayne. I fight for racial and social justice. But there's a lot more that some of you, even those of you that are close to me, don't know. I suffer with depression. I have an eating disorder. I have an anxiety disorder. I struggle with my weight, body image, and I have a messed up relationship with food. I have a biracial son. I've had an abortion. I've been in an abusive relationship. Why am I sharing this stuff on social media? I'll tell you why. Too often, especially more as the keyboard warriors take to social media and type away, they don't think about how their words and memes affect others. I've developed a tough skin as I've gotten older, but there are many impressionable minds and eyes that see and hear the things you post, and they don't have that tough skin. You may have read some of the things I listed about myself and thought, she doesn't look like someone who, insert anything from the list here, and that's the point. There's a lot you can't tell about a person just by looking at them, but when you say something about someone without knowing certain things about them, your words still have the power to hurt them. I've stopped responding to a lot of the negative, hurtful things I see, but I do see them, and they say a lot about who you are as a person. Our kids see them too. My son has come to me on more than one occasion about stuff he has seen, and we've had some great conversations that have been learning experiences for the both of us. Kids notice stuff. This is more than just about being kind. When you think about why people are so hesitant to talk about the issues in their life, think about why. There's so much of a stigma with certain things and so much negativity. I understand why people are hesitant to speak up or get help. If anyone that's on my social media page, or even anyone listening to this podcast, ever needs someone to talk to, I'm always here. I won't judge you. I'm putting a face to the issues that a lot of you can't put a face to. The next time you get the urge to say or post about someone's weight, their mental health, racist things you think are funny, addiction, domestic violence, children or choosing not to have children, or any other topic, just stop and think. I know I'm not perfect, and I've said less than desirable things at various points in my life. But life is about learning and growing. If you know better, do better, and then teach your children better if you have them. I'm Jess, and despite my struggles and imperfections, I'm still a person, and I'm someone who is worthy of respect and understanding, just like every other person walking this planet. No one should be ashamed of their journey. My hope is that by putting a face to these things, we can learn to see ourselves in them, both by realizing these aren't things to be ashamed of, and that we actually have a lot more in common with each other than we realize. I know a lot of you are familiar with the saying, Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. We've probably all heard that statement, but I believe words and names can hurt. Because the truth is, they leave injuries that last way longer than a physical wound. Physical wounds heal. Wounds caused by words can last an eternity. I say that to say this. Choose your words carefully. You never know who is listening and how your words may affect them. So thank you for listening to my introduction. I hope that you continue to listen to my episodes. And you can also follow the podcast on Instagram at unapologetically_overcoming. Feel free to share ideas on there about topics or guests that you might be interested in hearing about. And most importantly, be kind to yourself and to one another. Thank you.